So when I was young, I used to be a little piece of shit. Oh, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I can't do that. But the second I got my head out of my ass and I realized, man, you can achieve a lot of if you get off your ass and you start moving and you start motivating yourself. So I became a self-motivator. So I started front loading. And front loading is people, man, you've done so much by 47 because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring me. So my military resume is fat. You know, I did a lot in the military. I did a lot outside the military. I've made money. I've done almost every race out there, hard race in the world. I've broken pull-up records. I've done a lot of So when these bad times come, and also not like not only that, like work your ass off so you can enjoy. Yeah, you're taking a shot. You know, you may not live to be old, but what if you do? And you worked your ass off when you were able, and you were able to get up early, able to grind. If you front load it properly, the back half of your life is money. And that's what I did. And this is one thing about life. This is why you always must be ready. Always be ready. Never get ready. People go, oh, hey, what are you training for, David? I ain't training for shit. When something pops up, I'm ready. So when Cam popped the fuck up and Cam calls, hey, man, I'm going to be in Las Vegas. You want to go for a run? Sure do. Sure do, brother. Sure do. While the run sucked, I was ready. Went and got some steak.
Same day.
Saying, oh, we worked it out, dude. Whenever me and him are together, you can guarantee it's going to be two people that love each other, but are waiting for the other motherfucker to break. 100%, dude. It's like this thing in the back of your head. Okay, maybe this will break them. Maybe this will break them. So we haven't broken each other yet, but I'm sure the day will come. In my mind, a lot of times, man, I'm like, it doesn't mean I quit. I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back. I got to call an audible. I can get my head back in the game. I gotta figure this shit out. It doesn't mean you leave. It means you study it more. It means you study it more. And whenever I fail at something, people always say, man, how do you handle failure, man? I fail a lot, dude. I fail all the time. They go, how do you handle it? What I'm trying to do, and this isn't being arrogant, man. I it's being real. Not many people are trying to do. There's not many people that who can even open their mouth and criticize me when I do fail. Because I'm on trying to do shit, man, that many people aren't trying to do. But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're willing to try to do something, not trying is failure. And that's not some after school special shit. But when you're able to go out there, there's no failure. It's attempts. Because when you're trying to do something that's bigger than you, whatever you are, whoever you are, if you're paralyzed, you're trying to walk one step and you didn't fail, motherfucker. That was your first attempt. If that's your biggest thing, that's how your mindset needs to go into everything. So I don't look at it as failure is a big word like that gets people down. We give so much power to words. I don't. I take the power right away. I didn't feel Hey, come here, brother. Let me talk to you real quick, brother. People don't like that, man, but I'm not going to allow you to go to a place that's going to be hard to get out of. It's going to be hard. If I allow you to gain 5 more pounds or allow you to take 4 more days off of school or allow you to keep on procrastinating in your life and I see it and I tell Jennifer behind your back, I'm doing you no justice. Zero justice. So where this world is now, you can't say a motherfucker. I do. I still do, and I always will. Don't like me. Don't like me. I'm good with that.
Everybody in this stadium has a savage mentality. It's a primal instinct, whether you believe it or not. We all have it. I'm trying to hurt every motherfucker's feelings in the world. Anybody who thought I wasn't going to be somebody, it's never enough. Like a dog. I got a little fucking bulldog at home. And I can't feed that motherfucker enough food. She will eat until she's dead. That's me. I leave no scraps on the table for anyone to pick up. And that's the mentality that you must have if you want to be great. And the thing about greatness is this. The sad thing about it, most of us never even think about it because we don't believe it's even in our arena. We think greatness is Michael Jordan or Tom Brady or Serena Williams, whoever the fuck it is. People have a lot of money. You have to put that shit in your Rolodex. Until you start to think that way, whatever you think about, trust me, it will become exactly who the fuck you are. I want to be the hardest motherfucker that ever lived. Am I that? It doesn't matter. I don't care. That was my goal when I was a 300-pound piece of shit. I think I'm not too far away from that motherfucker now. Maybe. But that said, you gotta put that shit on the fucking table. If you don't, it's not going to happen. Like I said, am I the baddest motherfucker out there? Probably not. But I put it out there. So then I am that much closer to that. So that's what keeps me hungry every day. I'm leaving nothing out there for anybody to have. And that's the mentality that we all must have if you're searching for true greatness within yourself.
Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. And the starting point from which you must take off if you wish to write your own ticket from here on out for the remainder of your life, I will describe for you in these simple instructions. One, write down a clear description of your major desire in life, the one circumstance or position or thing which you will be willing to accept as your idea of success. And remember before you begin writing that your only limitations are those which you set up in your own mind or permit others to set up for you. And two, write down a clear statement of precisely what you intend to give in return for that which you desire from life. And then start in right where you stand now to begin giving. And three, memorize both of your statements, what you desire and what you intend to give in return for it, and repeat them at least a dozen times daily. And always end your statements with this expression of gratitude for the blessings with which you were gifted at birth. I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom with which to accept and use wisely the riches I received at birth in the form of the power to control and direct my mind to whatever ends I desire. If you are not too successful or self-satisfied to accept and express this profound prayer, if you accept it and express it in the same spirit of humble sincerity in which I pass it on to you, a new and a better world will reveal itself to you.
The most powerful tool in the world is you, a pen, and a piece of paper. This is the greatest wealth creator in the world. And one of the things I taught, and I've taught more than 5 million people, is write your goals down on paper. And write them down in the present tense as though you had already achieved them. I earn X number of dollars in 2019. I am a self-made millionaire by January 1st, 2025. I weigh X number of pounds. I live in a 5,000 square foot house with a separate bedroom for each one of my children. In other words, write it down as though it were already a fact and you're just reporting it. You're just reporting the fact. Your subconscious mind is marvelous, but what it does is it only thrives on goals that you pronounce in the now, in the present tense. Your brain knows that you're not a millionaire, but now you're saying, I am a millionaire. And so your brain goes to work to close this gap between where you are and where you want to be. And your brain starts to work 24 hours a day. And it works and it gives you ideas.
Here is the true secret of the law of attraction. You have a core vibrational frequency. It is purely, uniquely you. It's a beacon. It's like a lighthouse. It shines. It radiates purely that signature frequency of your unique being. It never stops radiating that light, that frequency, that energy. Never stops. Everything that is in alignment with that frequency is doing its utmost to come to you. Everything that is not aligned with that frequency is doing its utmost to get as far away from you as it possibly can. If the things that are aligned with that beacon aren't reaching you, it's not because you're not vibrating at the resonance that you need to attract it. It's because your definitions and beliefs are holding it away. If the things that are trying to get away from you can't get away from you, it's not because they're not trying, it's because you're holding on to them. So the true secret of the law of attraction is not how to learn to attract what you prefer. It's how to learn to let go of what you don't, so that you can let in what is trying to get to you automatically, by definition. That's the true secret, and that's why it's effortless. It's just about letting go and letting in. It's not about having to learn to do something you're not already doing.
Imagine waking up one day and realizing that you haven't been living the life you truly want. All the limitations, fears, and failure seem to have trapped you in invisible walls. But do you know what? Each of us holds a hidden power within. The power to change, to grow, and to overcome ourselves. Remember, no success comes easily. The people you admire today have all faced failure and once stood where you are. They dared to rise, to face their fears, and to keep moving forward. They knew that every setback wasn't the end, but a step toward growth, a lesson to propel them further. Today, give yourself a chance. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. No matter how challenging the road ahead may be, no matter how big the obstacles, trust in yourself. When you're truly committed to your goal, nothing can stand in your way. Keep going. Keep giving your best. Turn your dreams into reality and let every step you take bring you closer to the person you're meant to become. Now is the time to rise above, to break free from all that holds you back, and to prove to yourself that you are capable of greatness.